Hello, we are back at RMPA Live, and today we are interviewing Magdalena Crow, aka Maggie Crow, on her poster presentation that will be delivered on Saturday.
Yep.
So go ahead and give us an introduction, and then we'll talk about your research.
Okay. Hi, I'm a senior undergrad at New Mexico Highlands University in the Human Connection Lab with Dr. Brooks, where I do a lot of research with tarot cards and mindfulness and what that does to people. So,
sweet.
Yeah.
So tell us about the poster. What research are you presenting?
So I'm presenting the, it's a pilot study on tarot cards called Heart of the Cards, where we measured superstitious beliefs and like tried to see if tarot cards helped people or if they didn't help people and the correlations between all of that. So
cool. What'd you find?
I don't remember.
Then why are you here?
I saw a podcast, wanted to do podcasts. Not gonna lie.
I'm not editing any of this out.
So, well, you're gonna walk us through the methodology of the study then. So what did you do? How did the data get collected?
Yeah, so we set up at the NMHU Midterm Escape, which is like a little event that Highlands hosts for midterms to help de-stress students, and we set up a tarot card reading booth. We had people fill out surveys beforehand, and there was like a raffle, so that was the incentive. And myself, Dr. Brooks, and Jen Aldred, also from New Mexico Highlands, read tarot cards, and we wrote down the tarot cards that they got and put them into like the spreadsheet and then made all the correlations. I don't know. This is my first time talking about something like this. I'm scared. 911, help me.
I actually, one of the grad students wanted their tarot read and they wanted me to read it. So like, I felt the same way. I was very nervous reading tarot for the first time. Mm-hmm. So like, I get that. I guess what was maybe like from your perspective doing this, like, because this is like an in the field study. Mm-hmm. What was one of the, I guess, the more interesting or the more memorable and more off the wall things that were either asked or that sort of came up as part of the tarot reading?
I guess just people's reactions in general, because you get so many different reactions. Like, some people are like, that's so accurate, it's scary. And then you can see in their eyes that they've become like enveloped in like what tarot can be and like the future telling aspect of it. But there's like a lot more to it, which I don't think people realize. So sitting there and explaining that to them and walking them through that process of like interpretation was really interesting. And anytime I would pull like a not so great card for somebody and I'd be like, you know, you can learn from this. It's okay. You could like see their face. Like just the reactions of people were really interesting.
It's always fun when you pull death on somebody.
Yeah. And they're like, am I going to die? And you're like,
well, yeah,
in a way, maybe. I don't know.
Eventually you will.
Something in your life might leave.
I pulled the King of Swords, mm-hmm. Sort of wise mentor,
mm-hmm.
Talking with a grad student who had just asked me to be their thesis advisor, and I'm like, yes, you've just found this wise mentor who's here to help you, and I'll take it. The tarot cards can't lie, right? It's totally me, right? Right? I don't know. What's something common that that a lot of people like ask with tarot? Like it's been really interesting because I think like the social psychologist in me is really interested not maybe in like how the person responds to the reading, but like what are they asking? What is that thing that they want to know the most about? Because that might open up some sort of door into like them and what's important to them, mm-hmm. and what's going on in their lives at any given time.
Maybe it's just because we're reading on college campuses, but relationships tend to be like a really big one, be that like romantic partnerships or just like friendships in general tend to be like what people want to know most about, or like past, present, future. Like, where is my life going? What can I expect? Trying to answer the questions that you don't have answers to through like, you know, metaphysical means, I think, mostly for me anyway.
Most of mine were like, what am I doing after graduation? When I was doing readings with students, mm-hmm. they're like, am I going to get a job? Where am I going next?
Yeah.
How do I get there? Mm-hmm. And that's been the majority of the ones I gave at Midterm Escape.
Yeah, same.
My student was just, am I going to finish my thesis? And I was like, I don't know. Are you?
I hope so.
That's on you. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.